Amen. Faith trusts. Faith says yes to what God says. Faith believes that God is good, that He loves you, and that He cares for you. Faith says that whatever God offers, whatever He promises, whatever He gives, is better than anything else that the world gives, and is willing to give it all up for Jesus and for what He gives. This is what faith does. This is how faith expresses itself. Today in our gospel reading, we have examples of both faith and of a lack of faith. In the end, true faith, we will see, is created by the word of Jesus. So let's look at our gospel reading for today to see faith and to see unbelief and to see Jesus creating faith. So a crowd is pressing in on Jesus, it says in our gospel reading. And they're pressing in on Jesus not to be healed. But it says in the text, they're pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God. To believe that what Jesus speaks is the word of God, and not just the word of some other man, of a good teacher, but is actually the word of God is faith. And then to press in on Jesus to hear it. To not only know that He speaks the word of God, but then to press in on Him and desire it from Him is faith. There are lots of other things that those people, that crowd could be doing there. They could be fishing like Peter and John and James, making money. But here they are pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God. That's faith. That wants what Jesus gives because He speaks the word of God. They are eager to hear the pure word of God from the mouth of the Son of God. Faith trusts that what God says is so good that a person presses in to hear it. Faith desires to hear the word of God and is willing to go to great lengths to hear it. Faith says that the word of God is not optional, not something that we just need once in a while or that we had at some time in the past and we don't need it anymore. But faith says that the word of God is something that I need each and every day. Faith agrees with what Scripture says when it says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That the word of God is better than the bread that you buy at the grocery store. That it sustains you better than this. Faith trusts and presses in on Jesus to hear His word. But then when Jesus finishes speaking, He tells Simon Peter, the owner of the fishing boat that's sitting there, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Jesus puts the faith of Peter to the test here. And Peter at first protests at the request, and we might see a lack of faith because he says, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." He doubts, it would seem, that there's really anything in that water. Because he's been working all night to catch fish. And it would seem unreasonable to say that, hey, now, here in the daytime, that we're going to throw down our nets and we're going to suddenly catch all these fish. Peter is a fisherman. He does this for a living. He's a professional. He knows what he's doing, and he's been fishing all night. Probably when the fishing is better, usually. But it hasn't worked out. So why should it work out now? But then Peter says something that displays faith. Because he goes on to say to Jesus, "But at your word, I will let down the nets." Peter obeys the words of Jesus. He says that he will listen to what Jesus says, and he will let down the nets. He will, in faith, trust Jesus, even though it may seem that it's unreasonable, though we shouldn't do it, though it's a waste of our time, though we should go back to cleaning the nets like they were doing before, and wait for another night when maybe the fishing is better. No, he listens to Jesus' word, and he puts down the nets. And what happens? after he trusts Jesus. He believes Jesus, has faith in him. After going into the deep and putting down the nets, the text says, they enclosed a large number of fish and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Jesus performs a miracle so that they go from fishing all night and catching nothing, letting down their nets numerous times, to having the nets so full that they start to break. They have to bring in another boat, and even then, both the boats begin to sink because there are so many fish. And what does Peter do in response to this? Peter responds in fear. He falls down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." In there, we see that Peter is afraid now. Because he sees now, perhaps, that Jesus is not just an ordinary man. He sees that Jesus is the one who has control over creation. That his word is powerful. That this is not an ordinary teacher, but this is God. And he calls him now not master, as he did before, when he said, "Master, we've toiled all night." But now he calls him Lord. And indeed, Jesus is the Lord of the universe. And Peter knows that he, a sinful man, does not deserve to stand in the presence of a holy and righteous God. And so he bows in reverence before God. Now, is this faith? Well, it's certainly faith to believe that Jesus is God. But he says, "Depart from me." He wants him to go away. And that is lack of faith. Not trusting that Jesus loves him and cares for him and can forgive those sins which should separate him from God. And what does Jesus do in the face of this? In response to Peter's doubts earlier, in response to Peter's saying that he wants Jesus to go away, does Jesus leave? Does Jesus condemn Peter? No. He calls Peter to faith. He says, "Do not be afraid. Trust me. Believe in me," in other words. "Believe that I have your good in mind, and I come to give you much better things than a huge catch of fish." And then Jesus gives him not only that comfort, that he need not be afraid, because he is going to go to the cross and die for the sins of Peter and die for the sins of the whole world. Not only give Peter comfort that he need not be afraid because Jesus is the Savior, but also gives Peter a new calling. He tells Peter, "From now on, you're going to be catching men. You're going to have a career change." Now, that might be something to be afraid of. To leave everything you know, everything that you love, everything that you're used to and accustomed to, the regular pace of life, and follow someone who says you're going to catch men, and trust that this one is going to be able to provide for you and care for you and provide your livelihood, while before this fishing business has provided your livelihood. But this is the one who has control over all creation. And if he can multiply the fish to feed you and to feed many other people, he can certainly provide for Peter in this calling that he gives him. And what does Peter do in response? He, in response to the word of Jesus, with faith that is created by Jesus, by the word that Jesus has proclaimed, not because of who Peter is and how great he is, but because of what Jesus says and who Jesus is, and because he not only can create a whole lot of fish, but because he also can create faith in hearts that trust Jesus. Because of what Jesus says, then Peter, it says, when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Peter leaves everything behind and follows Jesus. To leave behind all the things that you know, and your business. Your business that you have built over years of toil and hard work. To leave that all behind in an instant takes great faith. If Jesus came right now and asked you to quit your job, to hand in your resignation, that would be a pretty hard thing to do. But Peter trusts Jesus because he has a faith that Jesus has given him. And he leaves everything behind and follows Jesus. And he will become a catcher of men. And he will die, history tells us, for his confession of Jesus and for his proclamation of Jesus' death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins. He really did leave behind everything to follow Jesus. He even would give up his life, as did so many others. And this takes great faith, faith that trusts Jesus, that says, what Jesus offers is better than anything else that this world can give, even better than my job, even better than what my job can offer, even better than that paycheck. What Jesus offers is better than all of it. This is faith. So what does faith look like in your life? After all, Jesus isn't walking around here and teaching and doing miracles and calling people to follow him, or is he? Jesus continues to be here preaching his word, now handed down to us in the Bible, through the mouths of his ministers. Faith trusts that this word is good, and like that crowd, presses in to hear Jesus and to receive his forgiveness, life and salvation, in the word and in the visible words, the sacraments. Faith follows what that word says, even when it seems foolish to do so. Just as when Peter let down the nets at the word of Jesus, even though he'd been fishing all night, and it might seem foolish to do it. Faith looks to what Jesus, to what God's word says, first and foremost, for how we are to live in this world. Like Peter, the faith of a Christian says, but at your word, I will do it. But at your word, I will do what your word says, even though it may seem foolish to the rest of the world. But at your word, I will live this way in my particular calling as husband or wife or son or daughter. At your word, I will live in this way. Because you are good, because you love me, because I can trust you. And then faith also, just like Peter, recognizes sin, as Peter did when he saw this great miracle of Jesus. The faith of a Christian continues throughout life to recognize that they are sinners. But unlike Peter, does not say, depart from me, but says, come to me. But says, forgive me my sins. Give me forgiveness in the absolution. Give me forgiveness in the Lord's Supper as you give me your body and your blood. Faith says, I am a sinful person and I do not deserve your forgiveness, but bestow it upon me because of your grace, just as you did upon Peter and upon so many others throughout the centuries. And then faith also responds to the call of Jesus when he calls us to follow him. Just as Peter responded to the call of Jesus and is willing to leave behind everything for the sake of Jesus. Because faith knows that what Jesus offers, what Jesus gives, is better than anything else. And so a Christian is willing to give up other things, is willing to order their lives around the hearing of the word of God and the receiving of his sacrament and the gathering with the body of Christ, because the Christian knows that this is better than anything else. The Christian wants to order their lives according to the word of God because the Christian says, this is better than anything else in the world. Because the Christian wants to order their lives as God says because they trust what the word of God says. And sometimes our faith, our trust in Jesus is weak and we see it. And in those times, we have to again run to the places where faith is strengthened, to Jesus in his word and sacrament. That's one of the reasons we need to keep reading the word of God day after day, and praying and coming to receive our Lord in his supper. You see, when we see that our faith is weak, we actually shouldn't focus on the faith itself and trust in the faith. We don't trust in our trust, our ability to cling to Jesus. We actually just run to Jesus. And just as Jesus did for Peter, when he said, "Do not fear, you will be catching men," and Peter followed, Jesus creates faith in us. The faith that clings to him and trusts him. So we run to Jesus when we see that our faith is weak. Our trust is in Jesus. Our faith is in Jesus. So we run to him even when we see that we are sinners and that we have not lived in faith, trusting in his promises. And we know that he is the one that creates faith and new life in us that more and more trusts and clings to him. Trust Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. Jesus has given up his life to redeem you and make you part of his holy family, the church. And this is what now defines you and who you are. And he calls you to faith and brings you into the boat of his church, just as all those fish were brought into the boat of his church, through the net of his word and sacrament. Thanks be to God that we have been caught and that we have been called to faith. And that we can now, like that crowd, press in to hear him. And that we have been given the faith that wants him. Thanks be to God for his mercy in Jesus. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.